guys, we're going to get started. So I call this meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Friday, February 27th at 12:01 p.m. in the Reed Elaine Senate Chambers. We will move into agenda item 2, roll call. Director Hess, present. Assistant Director O'Brien.
Present.
Assistant Director Gibson.
Present.
Commissioner Dropwatch.
Present.
Commissioner Patel.
Present.
Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
Present.
Commissioner Nepa. Tardy excused. Commissioner Coleman.
Present.
Commissioner Paletti.
Present.
Commissioner Gomez.
Present.
Commissioner Fanes.
Present.
Quorum is present. We will now move into agenda item 3, land acknowledgement. We recognize that the University of Nevada, Reno sits on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous people, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. We will now move into agenda item 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Good morning. For the record, my name is Nicole Cabanella. I work in the accounting office. I have a few purchasing reminders before we begin. Only clubs that have completed the AC1 renewal or registration process can receive club funding. Please ensure this process is complete before submitting a P-card request if your funding request is approved. Once your funding request is approved, ensure that your AC1 club account has the necessary funds before submitting any travel, Amazon, or credit card request rewards. After meeting all funding requirements and receiving approval, submit your purchasing card or Amazon request form on PacLife, located under your organization's page in the form section. Please allow 48 business hours for the accounting office and the Center for Student Engagement to update your purchasing card information after submitting the request. Approved funds are available for use for 30 days from the date of disapproval. Please ensure that you submit your complete request at least 30 days before travel, allowing our business office sufficient time to approve it. You must get full approval before making any travel purchases such as airfare or conference registrations. When using the university purchasing card, please submit your itemized receipt within 24 hours of checking out the P card. Ensure that your receipt does not include tax, as donations and tips are capped at 15%. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact the accounting office. Thank you.
Perfect. Is there any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, we're now going to move into agenda item 5, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. The commission will hear the following club support funding requests. We'll move into the first club. I'm going to butcher this. I apologize. Nuu Patu Nuutun Tuinia? Question mark? Are we here? Nope. We're going to move into meals with meaning. Are we here? Muslim Student Association? Are you guys here? Perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
Yeah, well, this one, I'm president. Okay, we have a proxy.
I'm Proxy
Corzina.
I'm coordinator.
Perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
Yeah, so we had a request for $360 for an IHOP purchase for a top breakfast.
Okay, perfect. And you guys didn't need that other one for $377, correct?
No,
okay, perfect. So who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Gomez.
I read the request, so I moved to approve Muslim Student Association's application in the amount of $360.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Right, you guys are all set on that one. Yeah, of course. We're now going to move into the National Society of Black Engineers. Are you guys here? When you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
Benjamin Crutchfield, President. Jim Banks, Treasurer.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
It's for purchasing memberships and registration for our travel. We have a national conference coming up in Baltimore. We're trying to get some help there.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did.
Commissioner Paletti?
Okay, so that first one, the one submitted under operations, it looked like the event date has passed. Did you want to cancel that request or did you want to change the event date?
Just change the event date.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that second application.
That second one, so like I said in that email, we can't fund lodging, so I just need to strike that item. And then one of the prices needed to be adjusted slightly, so I'm just going to make those motions. I need to strike non-food line item 3 by the end of the city
side. Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay, then I move to change non-food line item 4 to the winner price of $368.37 by the end of the city.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay, then I move to approve National Society of Black Engineers travel application $2,210.11.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on both of those ones. Yeah, of course. We're now going to move on to the National Alliance on Mental Illness at UNR. Are you guys here?
Yes.
And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Nicole Patel, the treasurer.
I'm Elena Nunez, the president.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
Yes.
And then tell us about your request today.
We're requesting funding to make mental health crisis.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request? NAMI?
Oh, I did.
Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
Again, everything was good on that. So I move to approve NAMI's on-campus application in the amount of $8.11.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Right, you guys are all set on that one. Yeah, of course. We're now going to move into Chabad at UNR. Are you guys here? And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
We're making a funding request for registration fees for a West Coast Uni shop, which is like a leading Jewish dealership.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Coleman?
So it looks like your event date has passed. Do you guys want to change that?
Yes.
And also, you guys will need to add a spreadsheet and supporting documents for that registration. So that could be an invoice or like a screenshot of how much it costs. And then, just a spreadsheet reflecting that. So I'm going to add a stipulation that Chabad UNR upload supporting documents before accessing ASU and funds. By unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve. And then I move to approve Chabad at UNR in travel application in the amount of $1,000.
$5,000. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Nepa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. So yeah, just pictures of those invoices so we can go ahead and make that spreadsheet for you guys so we can go ahead and get those funds approved.
Is that just the registration?
Yeah, so just how much the registration costs and then how many people you're taking. So say the registration's like $100 and you're taking 50 people, just upload that document so
that
we can see it.
Was it on there?
Yeah, so we just need that price and then we can confirm those for you guys.
And do I have to start a new submission?
Nope, you can just add it to the comment section or you can email Danny or I the supporting document.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, of course. We're now going to move into Nevada Women's Ultimate Frisbee. Are you guys here?
Yes.
Then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
Riley Smith, president.
Emily Zedek, treasurer.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
This is to fund team registration bid fee for the PacCon tournament that we've been approved for Oregon.
Okay, perfect. And then who viewed this request?
I did. Everything is perfect, so I need to approve the Nevada Women's Frisbee travel application of $500.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're now going to move into Alpha Phi Omega. Are you guys here? Alpha Phi Omega. We're now going to move into Hiking Club. Are you guys here?
Yes.
And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Emma De La Torre. I'm the treasurer.
I'm Kate Pellegrino. I'm the proxy.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we're requesting for our trail mix mixer. Basically, new-ish members come and make trail mix and then listen to a presentation from us. We understand that the date is on Monday and we would like to change it. Snow day, we cap it.
Yeah. Okay. So, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Paletti?
Did you want to change it from, like...
Because it's supposed to be next Monday, or this upcoming Monday, and for us to get, like, a key card and stuff doesn't...
Yeah. What did you want to change it to?
The 16th.
The 16th? Okay, I'll make that note on the spreadsheet. And then I just have to change the tier of it, and then just like one minor change to one of the tiers. So I'm gonna make those motions now. I move to relegate Heidi Plug's operations application to on-campus application by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to change non-preferred item 1 to a unit price of $3.12 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Hiking Club's on-campus application in the amount of $161.12.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Right, you guys are all set on that one. We're now going to move into the Nevada Pre-Dental Society. Are you guys here?
Yes.
And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
Antonio Munoz, treasurer.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then you guys have two requests if you want to tell us about both of those today.
Yeah, we have a request for $67.28 for crumble cookies and another request for $4.49 for wooden popsicle sticks. That would be for a crafting event. And we do know that the crumble cookie request was submitted for an earlier date. We'd like to move that date till the 8th.
Okay, perfect. And then who viewed these requests?
I did.
Commissioner Patel.
Okay, so for the crumble cookie, we're moving to March 8th?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then everything looked good on both applications. I'll go ahead and just start with the food one first. So I move to approve Nevada Pre-Dental Society's on-campus application in the amount of $33.64.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bonas. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that second one?
Perfect, yep. And then for that second one, it's going to be on campus as well. So I move to approve Nevada Pre-Dental Society's on-campus application in the amount of $2.25.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are set on both of those ones.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. We're now going to move into the Orvis Student Nurses Association. Are you guys here?
Present.
And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
Hello, my name is Kingsley Wong, and I'm here with Sierra Bocho. I am the Vice President. She's the Secretary of OSMA. We're here to represent our President and our Treasurer, and we cannot be here due to academic obligations. And we're here to request funding for operations of $729.48. This is for schools and course for all of our graduating seniors. We're also proposing a assistance support travel of $3,789.60. This is a conference that will be held in April at Texas Park. It's called NSNA. This is for Christian students to go to network, but also present our research.
Okay, perfect. And then I do have to ask you, are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? Okay, just have to ask. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did.
And then Commissioner Patel, when you're ready.
Okay, so I did send an email to whoever had submitted it, so kind of just let them know that they need to respond to my email. But we'll go ahead and start with the stoles first. So you guys had submitted it under on campus. It is an operations. You guys did only have $88 in that tier, so I can only fund it for that amount. So I move to relegate Orvis Student Nurses Association's on-campus application to an operations application by unanimous consent.
Other way.
Huh? Do the other one.
Other way.
What?
You're relegating it from operations.
Oh. I move to relegate Orvis Student Nurses Association's operations application. Wait, what?
It says an operations application, is it not?
It is operations.
So you're changing it to on-campus. You just said you're changing it from on-campus to operations. It's already operations.
Okay, never mind. So ignore everything I said. So it's already operations. So I still can only fund it for $88. So I move to approve Orvis Student Nurses Association operations application in the amount of $88.65.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries.
Perfect.
And then that travel application.
Okay, and then for that second one, I did email. I do need to see, like, supporting documents for food line item one, which I believe was the food ticket or something like that, and then non-food line item number three, which was transportation. And then also on there, you guys had submitted $145 for the conference. I'm going to go ahead and change it to $155 just in case you guys aren't able to purchase that within the deadline. So I move to change non-food line item number two, conference registration, to a unit price of $155 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to add a stipulation that Orvis Student Nurses Association submits appropriate documentation for food line item number one and non-food line item number three before accessing ASU1 funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I'm not going to approve the two line items that I don't have just because I don't know the price of them. So I'm going to go ahead and approve.
Are they on the spreadsheet with the prices or no?
It's like, it says $400 and $300, but I don't.
You can approve them, yeah.
Okay, let me do this.
Okay, I was just making sure. That was last semester. Okay. We could have done it on campus. It's technically going to be funded under.
Okay. And then. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then I move to approve Orvis Student Nurses Association's travel application in the amount of $1,344.80.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are set on both of those ones. Just make sure you upload those supporting documents as soon as you can, just so we can confirm those prices.
So just want to confirm, you need the ones for the flight and food?
For the transportation and the food.
The food ticket.
Transportation. So just want to confirm, because like, my treasurer shared this spreadsheet with me and showed like their ticket prices and departure and arrivals. Does that count on there?
So there was two different line items. There was flights, which we approved of, and then there was transportation on there. I would recommend talking to your treasurer and asking her more information. If anything, we can just strike that item. We don't. Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're gonna move into the Honors College Student Council. Are you guys here? Honors College Student Council. Okay. Wolfpack Tycho, hopefully I said that right. Are you guys here? When you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Connor Ketta, I'm the treasurer of the club.
Abdul Mamal, president.
And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
We're requesting, let me see. $769.80 for plane tickets to get to San Diego for a workshop to improve our skills for the club.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Coleman?
Everything looked fine. I emailed Connor and got everything figured out. So I moved to add non-food item one, round trip, Alaska, Southwest Airline ticket to a unit price of $256 and a quantity of six by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I moved to approve Wolfpack Echo's travel application in the amount of $768.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there like, how does like tax work for like plane tickets? Because I'm not sure if I can like avoid it.
So you can just say that you're paying with a university P card. Typically, they'll understand that the university P card is tax exempt. There's also documentation when you check out the P card that allows them to make sure that when you're purchasing, it's tax exempt.
Am I supposed to buy the tickets at the airport?
I think you can purchase them online, but you can also talk to the accounting office as well, and they can kind of guide you through how you can make sure that you're doing it tax exempt.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry. Where were we? Okay. Is there a second? Did we vote?
I don't know.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
We're now going to move into Women's Club Volleyball. Are you guys here? And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Kira Cleo, I'm the president.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
We need $5,000 for flights and admissions.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Dropwatch?
So like I said, it just update the Excel sheet with all the information. You guys can just leave it in the comment section. You don't have to look through it. Other than that, it looks good. So I move to approve Women's Club Volleyball Travel Application with $5,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fanes. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Of course. We're now going to move into Lettuce Club. Are you guys here?
Yes.
And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Jonathan Stoll, I'm the president.
I'm Yulia Milo, and I'm the treasurer.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we have two requests. The first one is for our main event, the lettuce eating night. We're going to get lettuce and paper towels and dressing, just eat lettuce together. And then the second request is for graduation stalls for our graduate college.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did.
Commissioner Fanes?
So for the stalls, everything looked good. I just had the tweet review of the numbers in the spreadsheet. So I'm going to change now for them. I want to a price of $61.13. And then I move to add non-filling item 2, shipping and handling, with the unit price of $24.53 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to these motions? Seeing none, motions carry.
And then I move to approve Lettuce Club's operations application in the amount of $207.92.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Nepa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that second application?
And then everything looked good with this one. You guys just need to add money into the account, like is half of the price, I believe. So I need to add a stipulation that the club has sufficient funds in their account before accessing the ASU consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Lettuce Club's on-campus application in the amount of $37.91.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are set on both of those ones. Yep. We're now going to move into Musical Therapy Club. Are you guys here?
Yeah.
And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
Yeah, I'm Adrian Lopez, I'm the president. Lucre Pontrelli is the president.
Perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
Yeah, we're just paying for the fees for our winter recital band last semester.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Fanes?
So it said the event date was in November.
Yeah, it was from last semester.
So we can't retroactively fund stuff, so we can't like fund items that happened in the past.
No, we sent the request before for that, but then like the request expired, so they told us to re-request. So
I don't know. That's a good question for Maddie Wilson, who's not here.
I know.
It's an invoice for the job.
Oh,
is it an IPO or a PO request?
Yeah, so.
I think it's okay, yeah.
Okay. I just have to change one of the numbers in the spreadsheet, so I need to change non-filling item 1 to unit price of $522 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Musical Therapy Club's on-campus application in the amount of $261.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're now going to move into Delta Sigma Theta. Are you guys here? And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then you guys have two requests if you want to tell us about both of those travel requests today.
So the first request is for the registration for
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did.
Commissioner Nepa.
Okay, so thank you for getting back to my email about those. We just have to make sure that you guys just put money into your account since it's going to be half funded. So you just need the other half, so I'm going to make those motions. So for the one about the registration, I moved to add a stipulation that Delta Sigma Theta must add sufficient funds to their club accounts before accessing ASUM funding by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Delta Sigma Theta's travel application in the amount of $275.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that second application?
Perfect. And then I'll make that same motion for the amount of funds and then change the amount of price so you guys get the amount of funding that you need. So I mean, the stipulation that Delta Sigma Theta must buy sufficient funds in their club account before accessing ASUM funds. And I move to change non-food line item one to a unit price of $258.80 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to these motions? Seeing none, motions carry.
So then I think with all good, so I move to approve Delta Sigma Theta's travel application in the amount of $258.80.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. You guys are good on both of those ones. Yeah, of course. We're now going to move into the UNR Aerospace Club. Are you guys here?
Yes.
Yes.
And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
My name is Nicole. I'm the treasurer.
Caden, president.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
We are requesting tools and materials for projects, maintenance, and operations
of the club. Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Paletti?
Okay, so thank you for getting back to me. I'm just going to go ahead and change this. I move to change non-food line item 2 to a unit price of $9.99, and I move to change non-food line item 3 to a unit price of $169 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to these motions? Seeing none, motions carry.
Okay, and I move to approve UNR Aerospace Engineers Operations Application in the amount of $751.77.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fonis. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. We're now going to move into Nevada Men's Soccer. Are you guys here?
Yeah.
And then whenever you're ready, your names and positions for the record.
My name is Mark Correa. I'm the media manager. I'm with all my players right now.
Okay. Stressed. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
We're just requesting traveling fund for DMN in San Francisco this weekend.
Okay, perfect. And then who viewed this request?
I did. So everything is good, so I moved to approve Nevada Men's Soccer travel application at $1,617.
Perfect. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Nepa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. We're now going to move into Heart Club. Are you guys here?
Yeah.
And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
Bruce Wilson, I'm the president.
Abel Lockton, I'm the treasurer.
Perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
Yeah.
And then tell us about your quest today.
We're just requesting supplies for a fundraiser next month, and all proceeds will be going towards our plan.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
Everything looked good on that, so I moved to approve Heart Club's community service application in the amount of $72.25.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're now going to move into Sigma Omega Nu. Are you guys here? And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record. Perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
We're attending a national event, which our nationals has requested us to come in with spirited attire. So we're going to be making that from scratch, which shows our history, culture, and our individualism as each of them. So we just want some materials.
Perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Nepa?
Actually, a question. It was submitted as operations.
It can be as operations, yeah.
Okay, so everything looked good except for the t-shirts, you just put as the sale prices, so I'm going to go ahead and change those prices so you get enough funding. So I move to change non-food light items 1 and 2 to a unit price of $4.27 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then after that, everything looked good, so I move to approve Sigma Omega News operations application in the amount of $204.48.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fawnes. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one?
Okay.
Of course. We're now going to move into Sci-Chi. Are you guys here? And then when you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record.
Elena Roxy.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today. Perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Coleman?
The only thing that I have to change is that on your spreadsheet, you guys listed it as an on-campus account, so I'm just going to change it to community service. So I'm going to relegate Sci-Chi's on-campus application to a community service application by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I'm going to approve Sci-Chi's community service application in the amount of $160.99.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye. Oh.
I have a question about that. The community service is the same way as the on-campus where it's 50-50?
No, community service is 100% funded.
Okay.
Okay, are we good? Okay. Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Okay, so you guys are fully funded for that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And then what club are you guys here for?
Alpha Phi Omega.
Yes. Whenever you're ready, please state your names and positions for the record. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
So we're requesting funding in the amount of $63.84 for new member pins, shipping for the pins, and a tablecloth for recruiting and chapter meetings.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
You said, what was the amount again?
It should be $63.84.
I have it here as $289.
Oh, sorry. I was just looking at the agenda. They kind of just sent this, so.
It's just the only one there, so just go with the price that's on there.
Wait.
Wait,
where is it?
No, it's just Alpha Phi Omega.
Yeah, it should be $289. You're good, Marcus.
Okay.
Sorry, that's my bad.
No worries. It's just it was just a mistake on the agenda. You guys are good.
Okay. Everything looked good on that. So I move to approve Alpha Phi Omega's operations application in the amount of $289.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one? Yeah, of course. Is there anyone else over there? Just the interns. Hi. Okay. We are now going to move into agenda item 6, report of the director. Hi, guys. My piece is going on the table pretty soon. I'm so excited. It's going to the committee, government operations or something. I don't know. I'm excited, though. I'll update you guys if it passes. We shall see what's going on. But, yeah, that's it for me. We'll now move into agenda item 7, report of the assistant directors. Do you report?
Okay, other than Capriana and Emmy, who can post the agenda by next Tuesday at 9 a.m., you just have to come here, print it at the CSE. You can just email it to them, and they'll print it for you. You post it in 4 locations, which I'll tell you. But, yeah, who's up for a morning walk? Or I can have it done earlier, and you can do it on Monday, so you don't have to wake up in the morning.
The posting locations are here, the library, PSAC, and Princeton Humanities?
Mm-hmm. And we're going to sit here until someone can do it.
Right. Unfortunately, I work Tuesday mornings, and Mondays I have meetings till 7 p.m.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I can do it on Monday.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Alyssa.
Yay. Cora, do you have a report this week?
Yeah. So just kind of be helping your interns with iServe planning. We kind of discussed how it's probably going to be like they're going to get food for around, 50 people, 70 people, just depending on. We haven't submitted the budget yet, So if you guys could kind of help them figure out what materials would work best and where to get it from, that's like the cheapest option. Oh, do you have a question?
Yeah, what date is
iServe? Well, they have different dates.
I think
Bree, was yours on 7th? Or oh, it's about, is it going to be the 6th for her? Yeah. And that's about it.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. We'll now move into agenda item 8, report of the commissioners. Any of you guys have anything exciting that happened this week? No? Perfect.
I wish.
We'll now move into agenda item 9, adoption of minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve minutes, line items 9A through B on February 27th by unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Nepa. With that being said, the minutes are approved. We will now move into agenda item 10, remarks. Are there any remarks at this time? We will now move into agenda item 10, or 11, public comment. Are there any certain public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll now move into agenda item 12, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 12:37 p.m.